Today's daf is daf Lamed Zayin, and we're starting from Lamed Vav Lamed Beis, four lines from the bottom. Omer Rav Chiya ba'Amram, Gimel Matirim Es HaBachar, B'mokoyim She'ein Mumcha. You could use three Dayanim to Matir HaBachar. If there's no Mumcha around, you could use three Dayanim. And we spoke before that if there is a Mumcha, you can't. That's what Shmuel said, was either Rav or Shmuel said before, that if there's a Mumcha, you can't use Gimel Hadiyaitis. But here it says, if you use Gimel, if you don't have a Mumcha, and Gimel Matirim, and it could be, it has to be Dafka Mumim of Hakim, and Gimel Matirim as a Neder, Mokim Shein Chacham, and three could be Mata Neder, there is no Chacham. So Gemara explains, like, which sheet we're coming La'afuke. Gimel Matirim as a Bachar, Mokim Shein Mumcha, three Dayanim Ki Mata Bachar, even though it's not Mumcha La'afuke, Mid Rabbi Yasi. That's coming to say, not like Rabbi Yasi of our Mishnah. Rabbi Yasi of our Mishnah says, even if you have a Bezin of Chav Gimel, 23, you still need a Mumcha. So this is not like Rabbi Yasi. We're saying we don't pass like Rabbi Yasi. And Shloishim, Mefirim, Sened, Makam Shein Chacham, and that we said, the three could do Matan Ed, that we add a Chacham, Lafukim Rav Yehuda. It's coming to exclude the Shittas of Rav Yehuda. The Tanya, Afaras, Nadarim, Begimel. It says in the Braisa that you could do Afaras, Nadarim, with three. Rav Yehuda, Emer, Echad, Mem Chacham. One has to be a Chacham. So this member is coming, Lafukim Rav Yehuda. Zogta Gemara Vait, it said, that a Makam Shein Chacham. So then, you can use three. What type of chacham is enough to mat an eder by itself? What type of chacham? I'm Rav Nachman going, no, like me, I'm a chacham who's like a do-it herself. We said before, even when you have three, you need one of them to be a chacham. Mechlal, the Hanach Koldu, he's saying the other two are like Amaratzim and Gemurim. How can it be? I'm an artist, can't be mat an eder. Amar Ravina, the Mesavri law of a Savar. They're good enough that if you tell them, they understand. But, what?
Can one Chacham be Matan Eder?
Yes.
If they have a Chacham in the three, what do I need the other two for?
That's a very good question. So the Teretz says that this Chacham is not the same level as, you know, he says like Rav Nachman. It's not the same level. It's not like a Mumcha, not a Mumcha, not a mage, you know. Right, going on, it's a Chacham, but who could do it himself. That's going on, that's why I spoke out. That's going on, someone could do it himself. Makam she'ain Chacham. But then you need three. What a chacham can do by itself, going to know. Then there's another dinam chacham who knows hilchas nedarim. So every three needs one chacham who knows hilchas nedarim. A lot of people are makbid on these days. Also, as man as they also, when you get a bezin not an eder, one of those three should know hilchas nedarim.
So I'm makbid on that.
Yeah, because they're just doing a standard thing. You have to echran. So I told them makbid because when they makbid, when they mat a real neder, make sure one of them at least knows hilchas nedarim. And he advised you could explain the other ones and teach the other ones. Even if it's 23, but Dayanim, you still can't use them, you need a mumcha, as Rav Yasi said. Zokti Gemara, Omar Rav Kanan Omar Rav, Ain Allah Rav Yasi. We don't pass from like Rav Yasi. We do not pass from like Rav Yasi. Rav Pshita, Yachid Rav, Lach Rav, it's Pashit, we pass like the Rav. Zogmar Tayman Mukaima, you would think, we know that. The Gemara in Gittin says that Rabbi Yasi Nemuka Imai. His reasoning makes a lot of sense, and we think it passed from Rabbi Yasi. Kamash Bala, no. So we see here now Rav tells you that we don't pass Rabbi Yasi. It means we pass Rabbi Yehuda. We had before someone passed Rabbi Yehuda and said, we're not sure if it's Rav or Shmuel. So for the Gemara, Tifshet Maha, the Hach Kamais Shmuel. We should learn from here that the first one is Shmuel. Why? It's Vardim Shmuel Rav, Tach Lomi. We only need two things before it's Rav. So Gemara, Chod Machal Chavar, one, we learned that the other one. It was one Rav here that said, we passed in like Rav Yehuda, and learned one member out of the other one. It was not two different members. Therefore, it's not a Raya, the before is Shmuel. Because even if it's Rav, it's one Mechad, the other one. Zog the Mishnah, Vaita, Hashaychit es Havachar. Someone, Shech Savachar, this is like Butcher Shaf, Shech Savachar, and he sells it, and a guy buys it. And after the guy buys it, he finds out, you know, he finds out about the hechsher. He says, you know, the guy never showed it to anyone. So it's a mekhtais, wants to give it back. But the problem is, he ate part of it. So usually, you eat part of it, there's no mekhtais in the part you ate, but that you don't know. You only mekhtais what's left. Here the chiddush is that even what you ate, you get your money back. Masha achlu achlu, and still the yachslam dam, he gets his money back for that. And the rest, what he didn't eat, masha loy achlu, habasar you cover. You have to bury the basar because you're not allowed to eat it anymore. Since you shechted it without checking the mum, it's too late now. It might be kachim, you have to bury it. The yachs is a dam, and also the dam goes back. It's a basic makatois, and the chiddush is even the stuff that you ate, you get paid back for that because it's a knas. They make a knas on the moicher. They shouldn't have been selling bechar without getting a normal hechsher on it. The chiddush sheches aparo makra. Same thing. Someone sheches aparo and he sells it, and he knew it was a treifa, and the lekech finds out. Now it's a treifa, and the lekech finds out now it's a treifa. So he fooled him. So it's a makatois. So now she'aklu aklu. And shall if you go yachslam dam, pashas you do, and you give back the money, because of knas also. Mashloi achlu heim yachziru loy as a basa. What you didn't eat here, you don't have to give the money back. Give back the basa, because treifa basa, you know, you can use for something. You have to bury it. You can use it, give it to the dogs, or give it to goyim. Who yachslam's dam? He gets the money back. Gives the basa back to the meicher, and he gets the money back. Let's say this guy who bought it was a middleman. He already sold it to goyim or gave it to the dogs already. Machru levchav matilul klavim. Yisham would make treifa. Then he still gets part of his money back.
He throwing it to the dogs.
Nothing wrong with throwing it to the dogs.
The next guy
threw it to the dogs already? Yeah. So here he paid for it. Notice it's $100 a pound for regular meat. He paid $100 a pound and he found that it was a treifa. He gave it to the dogs who sold it to a guy. So now, is it a mekatoyus or not? He sold it. He made money on it. So the halacha is, he doesn't get some money back. Because he shouldn't have been paying $100 a pound for trade for meat.
Why do we give him the first guy to give back some?
What?
I didn't give it back
to him. It's Mekatois.
It's not trustworthy.
It's not
again.
No, that doesn't work like that. Don't worry about that. Even if it's not trustworthy, it's not my problem. It's not called Lifnei Iver. I don't have to worry about that. I'm not stuck with it because...
It's not Lifnei Iver. We were making a lot of money. No,
he probably won't do it again. Everyone knows about it. They probably won't do it again. He won't get away with it again. Yeah. So over the Tanarabana right after the Mishnah. Tanarabana. So the last luck of the Mishnah was, Yisham would make treifa, he only pays less money for the, he don't pay $100 a pound, because it's trade for meat, he pays less. Tanarabana. Hamoicher basar l'chaveiroi. Someone sells meat to his friend, and with all these cases, the moicher knew that he was fooling his friend. V'nimsa basar b'char. And it turned out it was a basar bechar that wasn't certified to be shechted. Or peiros b'mitzvah tevelim. He sold peiros and it turned out it was tevel. Or yayin b'mitzvah yayin nesach. All these three cases, there's a knas on the meicher that even masha achlu achlu, even though everything that's left over is a mekhtayis, he gives back the product and he gets his money back. And even what he ate, he gets his money back. Masha achlu achlu v'yachslam is dam. He gets his dam back. Even though usually when you have anah, you can't make a makatayus in that, but here it's a knas since the guy shouldn't have been selling, you know, not good mitzchayra, bechar or tevel or yayin esach. It says it's not always like this. Because he doesn't hold it a knas. Shmuel does not hold it a knas. He holds it depends. Dvarim shanefesh katz behem. If he landed up eating something that he's disgusted by, so it's not called hana. Once he finds out he ate treifus, he's not going to be happy, so there's no hanah. Then yachlam is dumb, he gets back the money. If he's not disgusted by it, then if something that he did have hanah, then he doesn't get his full money back. Whatever he ate, he removes off the mekach tais. And the brightest of examples of things that you katz behem or not katz behem. Elon dvarim shanefesh katz behem, the veilois, the treifus. Shekotzim v'ramasim. Those are all things discussed by. Ve'elam dvarim she'en nefesh kotzim b'ham is b'chayrois, a b'char that wasn't certified. It's regular meat. It's not a veil of treifa. A person is not so disgusted by it. But tefalim is regular tua. And yayim nesach, also he's not so disgusted by it. So now I'm going to explain now. Let's go through all these cases here. Why, if you ate it, so it means if you ate these things that are not disgusting, if you ate it, you land up have to paying for it, really. You land up paying for that. You don't get your money back for that, right? So Bechar, who sold it to this guy? Probably a Kohen. A Kohen usually has a Bechar. So he tells the guy, Bechar, why am I paying you anything for it? Now that I found out it's a Bechar, I don't owe you anything. Why? What did that cause you to lose by eating it? You can't use it anyway. Once you shechted, you got to go to the garbage because you shechted at a mum and it's garbage. So why should I pay you anything? The Kohen sold this guy the place where the mum was. Not that you ate it. I would have showed it now. For sure, I would have got mutter my whole thing. So of course you have to pay for it. Who is this like? This is like Rabbi Yehuda. Remember, we had a machlokes before. Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Meir. if someone shechts a bechor without checking the mum, could he check it afterwards? If you shechted something without a mum, you forgot to show it to anyone, you forgot, you didn't show it on purpose, and could you check the mum after it dies? Because it changes. So it's going according to Rav Yehuda over here that says you're allowed to. And therefore he says it does have a value. Zok the Gemara writer, Tvalim have a maskinu lo. Oh, so what's Tvalim?
The seller's paying to the buyer?
Yeah, because it might say the buyer is paying, if he ate, he has to pay for his thing. So the buyer told the seller, what do you mean? What did I cause you to lose? You couldn't do anything with it anyway, you had to bury it. So he says, no, you know what you caused me by eating it? I would have checked, showed it to the car, I would have showed it to the moncha now.
How's that a ten? So he sold it then.
Right, so we think, you ate it, and you ate it. So when the lachos you ate, it's not mekhtayis, it's hana. His taina was, there was no hana. You didn't lose it, it was like zen den of zel lechasa. You didn't lose anything. So he's saying, you did lose something. Tvalim, what did he say he loses? Have maskinilu, I would have took off mice now. Vachal, I would have ate it. Yayin esech, what's the case? Chardir odir, it's also asvanas, what would you gain? So the case is, I did taruvos. He didn't sell mamz yayin esach. He sold a mixed yayin esach. Rav Shimon Gamliel, the Tanya, he could be nena from that. How? Yayin esach shnaf al bar. Kuli aser b'hana. The Tanya Kama says all aser b'hana. Rav Shimon Gamliel says no. I mean, makru kula levchav chutzim yayin esach shavai. You could sell the whole thing. You can have enough. You can't drink any part of it because you don't know where the yayin esach is. But you could sell the entire thing besides the yayin esach, and you could still make hana from it. So you still could have enough from yayin esach, and that's why you still have to pay for that. Hadron Allah, Kol Psula Mekdashim, for those that finish. Okay. Zokta Mishnah Vaita. Al Eilu. Now we're talking, this parak is talking about all the different movement. It's a little technical, this parak. It's all the different movement of an animal that you could shech the Bechara on. Different type of movement. Al Eilu movement shech the Bechara. These are the movement that you could shech the Bechara. Nifkema Oznoi Minas Chos. Chos is the part of the ear that's harder than the rest. It's a shaila what it is. It could be, you know, it's everything besides for the bottom, for the lobe. The rest of the ear besides that, that's all a little harder. Like if you want to feel your own ear and feel that the rest is hard, besides the bottom is soft, the lobe where you keep put earrings, that's soft. So anywhere else, that's called a schos, or it just means this part, but it's a shaila exactly what it means, but it means any hard part of the ear. And there, it doesn't grow back. It doesn't grow back, that's why it's a mum kavua. So if it's nifkama ozim aschos, nifkama means a piece got chipped off, avaloya ar. But the skin that gets chopped off, that's not a problem because it'll grow back. Nistika, all in this part of the ear that doesn't grow back, if it got a crack, it's also a problem, a mum. Afishloy chasri, even though nothing's missing. And nikva, it got a hole. Malikashina, the size of a little bean, it's also a mum. Oishu yavsho, it got dried out. Ezu Yavesha, what's called dried out? Kos Tanaka Venetiati Vizdam. It got so dry that if you poke it, no dam comes out. That's called very dry. Now, it has to be more dry than that. It has to be dry enough that it's so brittle, you touch it, it falls apart. So that's what it says in our Mishnah, different type of movement in the ear. And it says the Mumma Yavesha also. Look where am I? How do you know different movement? You know what the Torah says by Bukhar, which movement? It's Piseach Iver. Piseach is limping, you know, he limps, and Iver means blind. So maybe that's the only two movements you have. Pseach Iver Ksiv. So how do you know all the movements? The Mark Ksiv Nami Kiyer by Mum says Kiyer by Mum, which sounds like general speaking, any Mum. Ve'ema Kiyer by Mum, Klau Pseach Iver Prat, and Klau Prat, and you have a general and a Prat, any Machal Masha Prat, that tells you it's only this Pseach Iver in Midachin Eloi. So tomorrow's another pasuk. Kol Mum Ra, Chazav Klau. It says after Kol Mum Ra. It says Chiyeh by Mum Pseach Iver Kol Mum Ra. So it's a Klal Prat the Klal. So tomorrow, how do you dash Klal Prat the Klal? Klal Prat the Klal. Yeah, don't look in a Prat. My Prat before is Mumim Shuvagol. First of all, it's the Mumim that are in the open. But Eino, you have to see about see the Mum. A Mum that's hidden inside is not a Mum. But Eino Mechayz doesn't come back. I've come some Mumim Shuvagol in a Chayzim. Any Mum that's Shuvagol in a Chayzim. That's the dash of Kalapa the Kaz. Maybe say it has to be similar to the Prat that they vatu you from Malacha. Limping and blind vatu from Malacha. Having a hole in your ear, you can still work the same much. Maybe it needs three things: Golui, Bitta Malacha, and Inachaiser. How do you know that without Bitta Malacha, it's also called a Mum? And Alama Tana, how do you know Taka, even Stam Vatalacha? So I said the ear. The ear, so I said Alama Tana, like the Gemara says. Nif was Lemina Schus, Lemina R. It says that it's a mum. So the Gemara, Kol Mumra Rabuyuhu. It's more than a red cloud, Prata cloud. It's more like a Ribuy Miyat the Ribuy, that's called. Since it's Kol Mumra, listen, Kol, that makes it that it's Marba everything, it's only a Mayat some things. And that's it. And that's how we know that it's even Marba things that are not Bitta Malacha. Oh, tell me it's Marba everything. Maybe Mumun should say so or so. Yachi, Mumun should say Tsunami. Even Mumun that are hidden, like deep into the mouth. And that should also be Asr. I'll show you it's not Asr. Alama Tanan, Chutim Achitsoinis. Chutim says means like the front gums. Shenifkamu, Shenigmu. Either got cracked off or got a crack in it. Vapanimiya is the inside molars. Shenekru. They got ripped out. That's what it's a mum. And why? We looked at Gemara before because he opens up his mouth very big. You can see it. Nekru in nitzmuloi, crack not. Nitzmuloi. So you see that a hidden mum is not a problem. So to Gemara, being a mum ra, avaleka. You need a mum ra. You need a mum that's bothersome. And since that's deep in the mouth, not bothersome, so therefore, there won't be a mum. There won't be a mum.